welcome to a very special post-season Big Brother show with your runner-up, Holly. We have so much to talk to you guys about on this show, but first, in case you missed any of our past shows back with people like Jackson or Nicole, Cliff, oh my gosh, everybody, they're over on our website, yourrealityrecaps.com/BB21. You can get the flashback times over there, see where you're placed in the trash drift. You can watch our daily live feed update shows that we did every single day during the season, which honestly I still say are amazing because we have all the clips as they actually happened, not the edited version from the show. So if you want to relive the best moments from this season and the way they actually happened, check out our daily live feed update shows. They are on the playlist on the top of our Big Brother page. Of course, you can find them on YouTube, on iTunes, and if you guys are watching on YouTube or iTunes, make sure that you thumbs up and subscribe, hit the bell, leave a comment below in YouTube, 5-star rating and nice review in iTunes. That is such a great way to help support our shows, as is just sharing them on social media, putting them in places where you think people might enjoy them, telling a friend, putting it on someone's phone, spread the word. Put it in the store. Like when you go to Best Buy and the computers are on, go to our website. Get creative, people. Spread the word. I also have to say, you can check out so much more stuff on our website as well. Of course, we cover other shows like Amazing Race, The Challenge, RuPaul's Drag Race. Right now, we are covering Survivor. I really hope you guys check out the Survivor shows. They really are amazing. If you only watch one, watch our last one. I promise you will be hooked. We are not covering it in the way we've covered any show before. I really hope that you guys will check those out and enjoy them. Of course, the playbacks are everywhere, but if you want to watch them live, you can check them out on TV Co. We do it there every single Thursday night at 7 p.m. So make sure you follow us there. It's where we do all of our recap shows. Of course, we are live right now on YouNow, so make sure you become a fan here so that you're alerted every time we go live here as well. Both TV Co. and YouNow are the two places we go live every single day. If you want to help financially support our shows, consider becoming a patron at yourrealityrecaps.com/patron. Patrons get access to the patron-only Facebook group, prize giveaways, weekly shows just for patrons, of course, the after shows with the house guests like Holly after this show, John's cooking shows, meal kit giveaways every week. So much over there for patrons. We hope that you will check that out. Of course, you could always do a one-time donation at yourrealityrecaps.com/PayPal, or if you have any Amazon shopping to do, use our link, yourrealityrecaps.com/Amazon. You don't pay any more, and it really helps support our shows. You know who else needs our love and probably not our support? She got that second place money. It's who you all want to see. It's Holly.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Oh my gosh, good. Life is a whirlwind right now, but good. I slept a little bit last night, so I'm thrilled.
Is it the first time you've gotten sleep?
One of the only times I've gotten more than like 3 hours.
Really?
There's not a lot of sleep to be had lately.
Is it that, like, post-Big Brother season, it has you, like, running all over the place? I guess you're, like, seeing each other's families and events and stuff like that is making you
nuts. Yeah, Jackson and I both have been running all around, and just, we're, like, on the run, and then when we stop and we're stagnant, it just feels weird, and we've been staying up late binge-watching the season and sometimes going to bed at 6 a.m. because we just want to rip the Band-Aid off, and
right,
and so it's... Yeah, a lot of craziness.
Well, I want to talk to everyone, or I want everyone to start giving us their questions for Holly and Holly's game. You can start leaving them in the chat. Of course, you can tweet me them with hashtag YRRLive. Like I said, we are live right now on YouNow, so make sure you spread the word. Let everybody know that we are live. And Holly has been gracious enough that the number one fan wins Holly's autograph. So that is going to be super exciting. Now, Holly,
yes,
you don't have a lot of drama around your Big Brother game, so this is going to be such a fun and easy show for us to do, but I thought, yeah. I've got to find, like, some bit of drama to make the show interesting, and it turns out I might have found some, Holly.
Oh.
Do you know about the other woman in Jackson's life?
His mom?
No. I'm just going to roll the videotape, Holly. Maggie. I have the tapes. Oh, I got the receipts, Holly.
Maggie's his dog. Oh, yeah. Let's hit me with it.
All right.
I'm ready.
Here you go.
So like, oh my God, I am like your biggest fan. Like I have this watermelon shirt just for you, Mickey, because I love you. And my question is like, are you still with Holly? And if not, would you date me? Oh my God, like this is crazy. I love you so much.
So there it is, Holly. There is another woman coming for your man. And I think maybe you know her.
I mean, Nicole, she's a tough cookie. If she wants to fight me for my man, I love her so much. That's hysterical. I remember that watermelon shirt too. I was like, how have we just realized that you have a watermelon shirt?
I was going to make a joke because we do comedic recaps here. I was going to say, well, you already beat her in 2 out of 3 of the final 3, but I don't need everyone coming at me. It's just a joke. But Nicole would have found that funny.
Hey, I mean, she's literally probably one of my closest friends coming out of the house, but we had to battle it out for 3 months. So she knows the deal.
And I mean, you guys were very close. Like, I have to say, and I meant to say this on the Jackson show, because I know there is a lot of, you know, talk about where the loyalty really lied between all of you in the end game. Yeah. And I mean, it was very clear to me that you guys really had each other's back up into that point where, you know, it was the final four and, you know, everything happened. But really up into there, you guys were so tight in this game and really did have each other's back. And I love and appreciate that even though that all happened, you guys are still friends after. I love that you all can separate game and real life, I guess, is my point.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, even in the game, things start to get personal and you start to get so wrapped up in the moment. But through the whole game, even though Nicole and Cliff and Jackson and myself were on very different sides of the house, for so long we wanted to work with both of them, even before we knew that they were working together.
Right.
And I kind of like tested the waters, planted the seeds with that, with both of them individually, because I respected their gameplay. I respected their integrity. I knew that I had to stick with the alliance that I started with. It was the best for my game, but I also knew that I needed to break away from that alliance at a certain point. And so I was thrilled to finally get to work with Cliff and Nicole.
Right.
And then, on a game level, things worked out. But then towards the end, we got so close. And the end of the season, even though it was the most stressful, that was the highest my anxiety has ever been in my life. It was the most fun. Even the last week when it was just the three of us, it was the most fun I had in the house all summer.
I know that, you know, a lot of people are asking this in a lot of different ways. I'm just going to put it to you like this. Would there have been anything that Nicole could have done to have convinced you to take her if, you know, that would have been the situation that played out in the game? Like, would it have always been Jackson no matter what? Or could there ever have been anything she could have done?
Honestly, probably not.
Yeah.
But saying that is not to say that I was not very much considering if I were in the position to take her, then I would have. Because I did give it a lot of consideration. I lost so much sleep over it because I cherish Nicole as a friend, but also as a game player. And I would have loved, in any other scenario, I would have loved to sit next to her at the final two. And I think it would have been badass too, because Nicole and I are both girls who have been underestimated in life. We internally are wired very, very similarly. We have a lot of the same insecurities. We've been through a lot of the same things. Mm-hmm. And we both were there wanting to prove that we are not to be underestimated. And so I think it would have been so badass to be sitting there next to her. But there was nothing that she could have said or anyone could have said to make me turn my back on Jackson. That was an internal moral struggle that, yes, I did, of course, weigh all my options. Right. And on a game level, I could have done plenty of things to betray him and further my own chances. But I love him, and he had my back on a game and personal level. We were teammates. We fought together the whole season. So I knew I couldn't ultimately turn my back on him ever.
I mean, here's the thing that I think you, and then I promise everyone we're going to get to your questions, but here's the thing that I don't think that you get enough credit for in this game. And it's that, not that you weren't, you know, you won two HOHs and you definitely like did comps and physical things and had a social game. But I think you were such a large part of Jackson's social game that, you know, you say you guys worked as a team and as a unit. I don't really know that Jackson would have made it that far without you by his side in the game.
I mean, I worry that he wouldn't have. There were a couple times where he was really playing with fire and he had game moves that he wanted to make. And I was like, no, that's not wise. And so we definitely functioned as a team. And I mean, he is brilliant. So I don't want to say that I was the brains behind the operation, but we are so well balanced and we were always hashing out game and always talking strategy. And even though in the house, we made it very apparent that we were playing different games and yes, we were. But everything we did, we talked about, we strategized, we went through every option, every scenario. We would lay awake at night talking about the what ifs and the what we're going to do next and thinking multiple steps ahead.
Right.
In the show, now that I've watched the whole show back, I'm not shown talking game at all. It pretty much just shows Jackson talking game, but you know, we were very, very much a team.
Well, here's why this show is great for you, Holly. I'm 99.9% sure that 99% of our audience is all people that watch the live feeds. I think anybody watching this show back is going to be people that were live feed watchers. So I think this is people that really, that are watching this and hearing you now are people who, you know, understood your game. And I even see chat right now is saying very much, Holly was, Jackson's social game and did not get enough credit for it. So people are definitely agreeing that, you know, we saw the moves that you made in the game, I guess, is the point that I am trying to make. But we're going to talk more about those. You've already have more questions than Jackson had, which is mind-blowing to me, so I didn't know how we're going to do this. But let me start with an easy one from Diane BB Feeds fan. Not really so much about Big Brother, but you did get this from a ton of people. Wanted to know, how did growing up, like in the ranch life, inspire you to want to do dance and pageants? Because that was so much of your pre-Big Brother story and what led you into this game?
Yeah, so long story short, I grew up so off the grid, so remote, and I grew up with a lot of people older than me, and so I was always having to be a lot more mature. And then when I was, you know, back in school, I had a disconnect with the other students in school, especially, you know, tiny town Lander, Wyoming. It's not like there are a lot of options for friend groups. I mean, my graduating class, I think, was like 89 kids or something.
Right.
And mine was very, very small. Usually it's a little over 100 kids, still small. But, but I, in school, was bullied a lot. I had a lot of social anxiety. And school sucked for me, to be completely honest. It was really rough. Grade school, junior high, high school, dealing with bullying, dealing with sexual harassment. And so I never really felt confident in myself.
Right.
And I started dancing, which I loved because of the performance aspect, but there also was bullying within my dance academy.
Right.
So then I quit when I was 16 because it was just too much in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And so I missed performing and I missed pushing myself out of my comfort zone. And so later on, it was after I graduated college with a business degree, I was working in tech sales in San Francisco. I was working in the financial district and I wore a suit every day and I made good money. I was very successful and I hated it. I hated my job. And so I, on a whim, decided to go home and compete for Miss Wyoming and challenge myself, push myself, be on stage. And I ended up winning, and it was the best adventure and the best year of my life.
And you gave us one of our favorite memes for the season.
I know.
I was going to let you
Holly
do it.
Holly Allen, 24, Wyoming. I knew you were going to ask for it.
It is. You love it. Here's what I loved about you. Right, oh, and funny. I always know this right away at the end of the season, who the people are that I think the fans are really going to embrace after the season. And it's always the people that kind of go along with the jokes. And as soon as you came out, you were on your Instagram, you were doing that. You were like, it's me, Beth. And I was like, yeah. Okay, so she has a sense of humor about it. She's going to be great.
I love the insults directed at me at Beth. They're like, Beth, no one asked you. Beth, go away. I think it honestly, I mean, obviously the jabs kind of hurt sometimes, but it's actually hilarious. So I'm like, I'll just embrace it. I think it's hilarious. I was not expecting the pageant stuff to come out really, or the Beth.
Oh, really? Okay, let's start with this then. I want to do this follow-up from Annie. Annie6105 wants to know, Holly, what was your biggest pageant title? Just since we're on that.
Well, Annie, my biggest and only pageant title was Miss Wyoming, USA. I competed at Miss USA.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't grow up doing pageants. I did not come from a pageant family. My mom is very much a tomboy. She loved supporting me through it, but mm-hmm. I did not come from a pageant family at all.
Okay. Now I saw a lot of people are asking the question. So since we mentioned the whole Beth thing, I know you obviously didn't know that that was a thing when you were in the house, but you know now that it like came from David when he came back.
Oh yeah. I knew instantly. Once I heard Beth, the first time I ever heard it, I go, dang it, David.
Exactly. All right. Team Nicole BB21 wants to know, how much did it mean to you, Holly, to hear the reason why Nicole voted for you in the end?
That honestly made my heart explode. Because like I said, the last couple weeks were by far the hardest. Mm-hmm. And I was in a lot of ways just at my worst. And it was rough. The end of the game is something that no one else from the cast will ever really be able to feel. It was a different game than any other phase of the game. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the very last week was the most rewarding in the sense that I grew so close to Nicole. And on a friendship level, we got really, really close, more so than we had been. But also on a game level, I decided to open up to her and let her into my mind and the moves that I'd been making, because I realized at that point, I think I had kind of shot myself in the foot by flying so far under the radar that when people were going to jury, I hadn't really let them into the moves that I was making. And I realized, man, maybe I should have let them know what I was doing before I sent them off to jury to still think I'm an idiot. So, so Nicole and I had a lot of good talks, and the fact that she recognized my game and respected my game. And honestly, a lot of, you know, like I said, we're wired kind of similarly, and a lot of our game strategies were pretty similar.
Right.
And so, oh my gosh, it meant the world when she stood up and cast her vote and gave her reason. Gosh, I love her.
I see little Nikette says, did you expect it? Did you think, because it wouldn't appear that she was closer to Jackson, did you just assume that Jackson was getting her vote?
I really didn't know.
Okay.
Because she and Jackson had a really good friendship as well. And I didn't know, because I also know that Nicole is a fan of this game. She knows what she's doing. And I knew that she would respect game.
Right.
But Jackson and I played very different games, so it was just a matter of whose game she would respect. So honestly, I thought it was a toss-up. I thought a lot of people were a toss-up.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know how Christy or Tommy would vote. I thought I knew how Sis would vote. But there were a lot of people that I knew were a toss-up, just because it's like, what style of game do they respect? Because ours were clearly different.
Right. Obviously, you know, we learned about the, you know, relationship that you and Kat had kind of before the game. Kat was on here. She talked about it. Obviously, you know, the social media detectives, we found all of that out before. But I want to take this question from Rachel Ann, who wants to know, would you have taken Kat to the end of this game if you weren't in the showmans with Jackson? Or even
if I were not in the showmans, Rachel, I 100% would have taken Kat. We made a vow early on in the game to have each other's backs and to have a final two. And I 1000% would have honored that. I wish that she had stayed in the game longer. I wish that I'd been able to protect her. I wish that she hadn't opened her mouth so much throughout the game. Mm-hmm. And let she let the cat out of the bag. But I would have loved to fight in the game alongside her for longer and make it to the end.
I also want to let you say what you want to say about that, because again, obviously, it wasn't really one of the main storylines of the show, but I mean, we all found out about it.
I was surprised by, you know, and I guess, obviously, Christy and Tommy knowing each other overshadowed Kat and I knowing each other, but it was such a weird dynamic because Kat and I know each other, but not well. Right. And so that was terrifying, walking in the door that first day and seeing Kat done, and I was like, oh crap, this could instantly ruin my game, or it could help me. Is it going to be helpful or is it going to be a hindrance? And so navigating that was an extra challenge that nobody else had to deal with.
Right.
You know, and especially the fact that then on like day two or three, the ding dong went and opened her mouth to Jackson, and then Jackson told Jack. So two guys in the house knew that Kat and I knew each other, but I had no idea that they knew. Mm-hmm. Nobody told me.
Right.
So then when everything exploded, and that was just like such a surprise to me, it was rough, but we made it work. I mean, Kat and I became really, really close, as I hope viewers saw. I tried to pretend like I didn't like her because I was trying to act like we weren't close and that we weren't working together. And I tried to act like there was like some jealousy between her and I because of Jackson. Like I really tried, but it didn't, clearly I didn't do a good acting job because people were still onto us. But it was, for a while, it was a really good setup because we were working together and she was essentially like a mole for me. Mm-hmm. I knew everything going on that side of the house. I knew about Cliff's Angels. I knew the game moves that they were making. I knew what they were planning. And I didn't even share that with some stuff. I didn't even share with Jackson, but I didn't share anything with the rest of Six Shooters. You know, it was like I was already in the mindset of like detaching myself from Six Shooters. And so it was really helpful to know what was going on in the whole house. So we had a good thing going. I just, dang it, Kat, we could have had a longer run.
Exactly. You could have. I actually want to let you address another thing because I do see a lot of people asking this again in chat. I'm just going to try and wrap it up into a bow for you and put it like this. Towards the end of the game, you had said that you kind of felt like Nicole was like bullied you a little bit in the game with the you know, the throwing the HOH to her and things like that. What do you want to say about that now, having watched that back? Do you still feel that way? Or how do you feel about that whole situation?
That is one of the hardest things for me coming out of the house. Mm-hmm. Probably actually the hardest that I've had to deal with. And as soon as because of course, like in there, you know, you overthink everything and you're sleep deprived and you're just anxiety ridden. And a lot of times you're your worst self. And there were times in the game where I saw other people, you know, the word bully is such a strong word to me that I don't just want to throw it around, especially because I was bullied so much through so much of my life.
Right.
But I did see people mistreating Nicole and I saw people trying to manipulate her because what I told her was at multiple occasions, I said, Nicole, you play this game with your head and your heart. And I respect that, but it pissed me off that I saw other people seeing that also, but trying to manipulate her because of it and trying to sway her and use her and trying to get her to be the swing vote. And I always kind of stuck up for her and would tell her like, hey, I have your back, whatever you want to do, whatever is your best game move. And so then it bummed me out that I'd been, you know, saying that to her from the beginning of the season. And then when we made a Final Four, I was so solid and I never would have gone back on them at that stage in the game.
Right.
And I was just so confused on how it was so easy for them to then go back on us. And I was just, I was sick about it.
Right.
And yes, I was mad. And I was mad because we're human and we get mad. Humans
right.
get mad.
Right.
And humans say stupid stuff when they're mad. And yes, I did feel like Cliff and Nicole were trying to strong arm me, but it's a game.
Yep.
It's Big Brother. And honestly, it would have been a way better game move to get rid of me, obviously. So I can't fault her for that. She's a game player. She was doing what was best for her game. And I was just sad and upset and confused. And coming out of that, when I saw the reaction that people had, I had already felt that. Like the second I said it,
right,
I then instantly couldn't sleep and was feeling regretful over it. And so then when it came to light that yes, this was a thing and other people are upset with it too, I felt sick about it. And the first person I went to was Nicole, and I immediately apologized. And I didn't want to apologize for it in the house.
Right.
You know, even though I was already regretful about how do you say, like, so Nicole, I said some things about you that I regret, but
right.
don't be mad at me because we still need to play the game and I still want to,
right.
You know, you just can't discuss that inside the house. So
correct.
One of the first conversations I had with her was, hey, I said things out of frustration and I recognize that it's not okay. But she was, I mean, it was a very mature and loving conversation and she's so wonderful and forgiving and we're good. We're great.
So. I always, all season long, I always say online, not so much about you guys in the house, but I always hate when the people online are like, this person is bullying that person, or this person's bullying, because I'm like, this is a game that everyone signed up to play yeah. for money. Trust me, there's no bullying happening here. So, like, I totally
yeah.
get that part. But
yeah.
I have to say, I was... sometimes that people were not happy. I was on Euron Jackson's side the entire time for everything that happened after Nicole and Cliff broke the deal. I love Nicole. I love Nicole's yeah. game and everything, but I don't understand why people don't understand. They struck first. You guys
right.
reacted to their move.
Right.
It's
exactly.
very simple.
It was all reaction. I mean, we wouldn't have had to pull out a lot of the tricks that we had to pull out, and we wouldn't have gotten so frustrated, you know, if things had gone differently. And I do wonder too if the roles had been reversed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If we had fired the first shot and if we had gone back on the deal first, and if it had been then me trying to strong arm Nicole into making new deals and to throw the HOH
right.
and then make new deals and saying, well, fine, we'll give you permission to compete in the veto, but then you have to screw over, like telling her to screw over Cliff. Like if it had been reversed and I were the one doing that, how would people see that? You know what I mean?
I will say, because obviously I don't know how far Twitter goes back, but just so you know, a lot of fans were on your side. A lot of fans did not like, even myself included, did not like when Cliff said to you, like, I'll allow you to play. I was like, what? You'll allow her to play?
That was the one that got a little fire in me.
Yeah, it was, and I have to say, I give you credit for honoring the deal, because I think if I was in your position, I'd been like, I'm not getting off.
Yeah.
I'm
and that
here.
Also, just to clarify, also, now that we've watched the season back,
right.
Jackson was not trying to push me to drop. I made the deal. I'm the one that made the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that said that I would throw the HOH because I didn't have a leg to stand on at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I just come from a family where a handshake means everything.
Right.
I mean, you can make a deal. You can sell a horse based on a handshake. You can, whatever. And I just, in my gut, couldn't look Cliff and Nicole,
mm-hmm.
two people who I respect so much, even after everything that had happened, I couldn't look them in the eyes, shake their hands, and then minutes later, go out there and break the deal.
Right.
So that was my decision to throw it. And I was talking to Jackson saying like, well, when? Because I was having so much fun up there. And honestly, it was like, it was a really easy comp for me. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to hang up there longer. And so I was like, do I really have to drop? And so it kind of looked like he was pressuring me, but that was right. just, that wasn't the case at all. And of course, then my mentality changed when Cliff came to me and said, well, I'll give you permission. And that was kind of where I was like, all right, this is where I draw the line. I threw one and I did honor that deal, but, mm-hmm. but then my attitude changed. I was like, yeah. nope, no more throwing.
Right. Priscilla wants to know, what is one game move that you would change if you could go back into the game?
Getting Jackson out.
That would have been good.
I'm just kidding. I love him. And I'm so glad that he won because truly he is so deserving. Not only is he a comp beast, but he is brilliant and knows the game and loves the game. And so I think he's a very deserving winner. But I mean, obviously getting him out would have highly increased my chances of winning. And here's what I would say to Priscilla. I have hardly slept being out of the house because I go over every detail, every mm-hmm. minute. And I came into the game with, like I said in my last speech, plan A through Z of right. different ways to work and navigate the game. And now being out of the house, I'm running through a million different scenarios and a million different times where I was at a crossroads and I could have done this, I could have done that. And I know that different things would have bettered my chances of winning in the end. And I beat myself up over things and I just agonize over different moments. And that is not okay. It is not healthy, first of all. We cannot live in regret in any aspect of life. But if I got to go back and do it again, which CBS, I would love to do that. If I got to do it all over again, and if I made different moves, it doesn't mean I would have gotten further in the game. You just don't know.
Right.
It is every move is a gamble. Every move is a risk. And I cannot live in regret because it's just all unknown. So I have to stick by the choices that I made. Mm-hmm. I have to be prideful in second place. And I just have to hope that maybe I get to come back for like All-Stars or something. Oh.
And we're going to work on you being more cutthroat when you take the deal. You will stay on. I mean, look, to your point and what you said before, I think why this end game was so great, like when you said, would Cliff or Nicole honor it, you know, if the situation was reversed, the reason why this end game was so great was because there was so many options and we're used to seeing season where it's steamroll after steamroll after steamroll. And now we're finally seeing just so many options able to play out.
Yeah. And I guess in game moves, The one biggest thing that I have contemplated was obviously throwing the HOH because at that stage in the game, I wanted the power to be in my hands and I wanted to build my resume because I would love it. It does kill me that I can't say that I won 3 HOHs because mm-hmm. I would obviously much rather have 3 HOHs on my resume.
Right.
But, you know, I said I was going to play the game with integrity. And so that's what I get.
That was not why I was laughing. I was laughing because I remember the conversation between you, Holly, and Jackson in the bathroom where Oh, what did I say?
You said me, Holly, and Jackson.
Oh, you, Nicole, and Jackson. Yeah, we're all having the conversation about did the final HOH count? Like, does it count as a comp win? And you and Nicole were kind of arguing with Jackson about it and being like, of course that counts as a comp win. He's like, no, it doesn't. All three parts have to be together.
Yes, it does. It counts.
It totally counts.
I scurried up a wall and put 12 days on things in 10 minutes. It counts.
Mm-hmm. I agree that it counts. let me take this question from Michelle M. You got this from a lot of people. Who would you have liked to work with if you could have worked with different people in this game? Would it have been anyone outside of your own alliance or would you have stuck within it?
Well, Michelle, I was, like I said before, I was really happy that the game took enough turns to where I was finally able to work with Cliff and Nicole, who I'd wanted to work with from the get-go. Mm-hmm. I did in the beginning, I saw myself possibly working with Ovi, and I don't think that this ever aired. Actually, it wouldn't have even been on live feeds because it was at the very beginning. But so Ovi and I hung on the log together, the very first Color Wars HOH, which, by the way, I aimed to get third place. I said, I'm going to get third place in the first HOH so that I get scooped up by a powerful alliance that doesn't totally underestimate me, but then I can sink to the bottom of it and kind of float within the alliance. So I aimed to get third place in that comp,
okay.
And I got third place. So just so the folks know,
okay.
But I hung on with Ovi, and then later on he pulled me aside and asked if I would want to start an alliance with him. But at that stage I had been recruited by Grateful,
mm-hmm.
and other people were just saying yes to every alliance, you know, and other people ultimately ended up making a fake alliance with Ovi, but I was very honest with him and was like, yeah, I don't know yet. Like, let me think on it, but, and I'll get back to you if I want to go that route. And I didn't. So I then backed away and never joined an alliance with him because I didn't want to finagle. I didn't want to fake it, mm-hmm. At all. And that just wasn't my character, especially, you know, because I just adore Ovi. But if he'd stayed in the game, I could potentially see myself working with him. I just got a text. Sorry, did you hear that ding?
Oops. No, it's totally fine.
So him or... Man, I mean, I wish Kat had stayed in longer.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish Kat had stayed in longer. I would be very, very curious to see David's gameplay.
Okay.
Because he was such an interesting character,
mm-hmm.
and he came back like fiery hot and just
right.
like such an instigator and a shit stirrer. But I never got to see his gameplay, you know, mm-hmm. like I just saw his social game of like trying to piss people off and like be sneaky. But I really liked David. We connected really well as friends. And I don't know if I would have worked well with him on a game level, but I would have been really curious to be able to play with him more to see if
right.
we would have aligned, you know?
Okay. No, I definitely,
because he's a really like powerful player. And so I feel like he would have had some tricks up his sleeve.
Right. BB Hyde, you got this from a lot of people, but BB Hyde says, so you said you watched the entire season back. What surprised you most watching it back? And was there anything that happened that you didn't know was happening while you were in the game?
Let me turn my phone on vibrate so it doesn't.
I will say that we're not seeing it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Alrighty. Well, so the one thing that surprised me the most is I know that there, you know, I mean, we live in this game. Every minute of every day is recorded, but only a tiny, tiny smidgen can make it to air. I was surprised that nearly none of my game and strategy talk was aired,
mm-hmm.
especially because in the house, my whole MO was to play dumb. And
right.
I was playing dumb. I mean, even towards the end of the season, it was funny when Cliff was like, should we keep Tommy or should we keep Holly? And he was like, well, Tommy's obviously a much stronger competitor. And I was like, really? Because I beat him in most physical comps and I've been throwing most mental comps. But
well, he was terrified
of
Tommy.
The whole point is I was like, yes, Cliff thinks I'm stupid. That is fantastic. Because I would sit there and look at the memory wall and be like, oh man, if Face Smash comes up, I'm so screwed. And it was like, I would have aced it. But then, you know, I'd go from playing stupid in the house to then going in the DR and being like, this is what I'm doing. You know, these are all my moves. This is my strategy. This is what I'm thinking.
Right.
And none of that made air. So I was, you know, surprised that my game talk was kind of absent. In terms of things that happened that I was surprised by, I kind of knew, honestly, I knew a lot of what was going on. There really, like, there wasn't that much that I was surprised by.
Okay.
Because, like I said, with having Kat in my corner, and also, you also have to remember, I was good on good terms
mm-hmm.
with every person in the house. I truly was. And so, also after day 44 with the whole blow up, when Jackson and I took that opportunity to kind of act like the lepers of the house. We slept in the have not room. We acted like we were on our own ship, but I was still good with people. I still had a final four with Christy, Tommy, and Sis. I still was good with like Jessica, with I felt really in the loop. I mean, I guess like I didn't realize that Bella was running her mouth so much in the beginning and just spilling the beans on everything.
Right.
And I didn't realize that Cliff and Nicole had a final two as early as they did. But other than that, I felt pretty in the loop with most stuff.
Everybody that I'm sure is watching this, we're all people that watch the feeds all the time. We don't even bother paying attention to the show unless it's Thursday night, because then we're going to find out who the new HOH is. So I find it interesting. I don't really relate to the people that are, you know, the TV watchers. So I don't think that you came off dumb at all. But then again, I have to think, playing a ditzy in the house. But then again, I'm watching the live feeds all the time. So
I was trying to play dumb and trying to act like it was like more of like me deferring to Jackson a little bit, you know, because,
No,
that was already like perceived. And so I kind of just harnessed it and went with it. And especially like when Christy was like, oh, well, Holly's just playing Jackson's game. And I was like, first of all, come on, it's 2019. For being such a feminist, like, give me some credit. But second of all, if you're going to have that perception, then I'll harness it and take advantage of it. And I'll play stupid. But I felt like I was playing stupid anyway.
Well, that is so. That's kind of you've already kind of answered her question, but that's what Annie was asking. She says, "Do you feel you played the game more for yourself, or do you played it more with Jackson and influencing decisions as two people?"
100% for myself, but Jackson was my biggest teammate and my biggest tool throughout this game, because I'd already lost my final two with Kat. I'd lost trust in people who I thought were close to me.
Right.
And so I needed to fully trust somebody, because having somebody that you really can rely on is such an insane benefit in this game.
Right.
And having somebody, because I didn't want a target on my back. I didn't want to have to win comps all the time. And then when I was HOH, I mean, there were two times where I could have been in very hot water because I couldn't play. I couldn't compete, especially like in the wall comp. I was waiting for the wall comp all season because I think I would have done really, really well in that. And then, of course, it came around and it was on a week that I couldn't compete. And in my head, I was like, oh, crap, this is one that I was thinking I'd have in the bag. And now, you know, who knows what's coming next, and I might be screwed. And so I was playing for myself, but part of playing for myself was keeping Jackson safe. So I was managing him and making sure he, you know, minded his everything and stayed focused and everything. So.
And I mean, again, a lot of people talk, we've seen season after season, a lot of, you know, alliances and people talk like, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to win. You and Jackson actually were winning back to back to back to back to back. Like HOHs. Like that was actually happening, which was good to see. But speaking of other couples in the house, Kayla Ramona wants to know, how did you feel? Like, what was it like when you found out that Christy and Tommy actually knew each other? Like, in that moment, sitting there when Tommy confessed that to you, did you like think it previously? What was going through your mind? Because we got to watch you find that out live on the feeds.
Yeah. So Kayla, because I came into the game knowing somebody, I was very suspicious that there were other couples in the house that knew each other. Mm-hmm. Christy and Tommy were two that I pegged as possibly being connected, just based on a few different things.
Right.
And so it wasn't a huge surprise, but I also, when he told me, and I'm like, you know, sitting there awestruck at it, in my head, I was like, ooh, Tommy, I don't know about your motives for telling us this. I my gut was telling me that it was gameplay because obviously I felt very passionately about Christy in the house. And I still, and on that note, I do love Christy and will still cherish her friendship despite her frustrating me more than anyone else in the house. But it's all, you know, it's all love. So, so I don't want to, you know, say too much on that, but I was very much expressing my frustration with her lies. And so when he started to tell us that he knew her, my instincts told me that it was gameplay and he was trying to explain away his reasoning for sticking by her. Especially because Tommy and I were so close. And even though, like, we had a final four, I need to plug in my it just gave me a low battery warning. Gosh, I'm a mess. I tell you what.
No, it's good. Is not my it's friend. Good. It's good.
I haven't had to deal with technology for months. Apparently, I forgot how it works. So Tommy and I, you know, had, even though we'd ended up at different ends of the game, you know, and weren't really working together, we still had this like underlying mutual respect and love for each other. And so I think he almost wanted me to know why he had chosen Christy over me repeatedly.
Right.
And so I saw it as a game move, but at the same time, he's telling me this and I'm thinking, oh boy, I really, really hope he tells Cliff and Nicole. And I was not about to tell them. It was not my secret to share. And I, at one point, Tommy said, I think I'm going to tell them. And I was like, oh, really? Are you sure you want to? Like, I don't, acted like I didn't want him to because reverse psychology. I was hoping that he would tell them because I knew that then it would create a little more doubt for them because having Christy and Jury was obviously a huge advantage to Tommy. Anyway.
Right. Well, they knew anyway.
So that was what's that?
They knew anyway from the wall yeller burst. So they knew. And we can talk about that. Everyone's talking about
it. It's so funny. They already knew because it had been blasted on the loudspeaker.
Yep.
So then it was funny watching the season back. And then Nicole was like, I had suspicion that Tommy and Christy knew each other. And I was like, well, didn't they blast it over a loudspeaker?
And didn't you think watching that, like all of us watching that scene were like, oh, all right, cool. They're going to actually work this into the story. Like it was so obvious that the next thing Nicole was going to say was it came and then it was like, no, we just ignored it. It was like, that seems a little bit weird to me.
Which is pretty crazy, especially sending Christy to Jury and having Tommy in the house. Like that was huge. That would have been a massive advantage for Tommy.
It would have been. Miss Jenny Talley wants to know, what game move from another house guest do you admire the most and why?
Well, there are a lot of game moves that I don't admire.
Okay, which ones don't you admire?
The one game move that pissed me off the most, and obviously I'm biased because this was directed at me, but was the six that was formed right before Slip and Slide.
Right.
When my former alliance went and made a deal. They brought Cliff and Nicole in and Nick, who technically was not part of Six Shooters, but and they made a new six with the agreement to all go after Mickey and I. So it was like 6v2 and everyone in that alliance or deal, they were not calling it an alliance because, you know, technicality, but everyone was planning originally before they realized it was Slip and Slide, they were originally planning on throwing the comp and hoping that Cliff and Nicole would win and take the shots and do their dirty work.
Correct.
That was the kind of gameplay that really got under my skin. If you're gonna make big moves, cool, make them, but don't make somebody else do your dirty work, especially two people who you've discredited through the entire season.
Right.
You know, so that bummed me out. But let's not dwell on that because then it worked out well. It was Slip and Slide and nobody had the option of throwing it. Even if they went and said that they did, they didn't throw it. They were hustling because they didn't want Mickey or I to win. And guess what? Mickey was first and I was right behind him, which Slip and Slide is not my comp at all. It's not for light people. It's for heavier guys. Cause you're having to like get up the hill. Gravity is a big factor in that.
Right.
He and I were the first two finishers. So that worked out. It all was fine. So But the best game move, or the game move that I admire the most, and I think what ultimately sealed the deal for 500K, was, of course, the lie. Mickey making up the lie to Tommy. It was bold, and generally, it's not the kind of gameplay that I wanted. I wanted to play, honestly.
Right.
But in that moment of desperation, when we really had our backs up against the walls, the fact that he just took the risk. And I don't know if it truly paid off in keeping me. I think it paid off in him securing Tommy's vote in jury. Like, secure, he might have had it all, he might have already gotten it anyway, but it definitely secured it, I think. Cliff and Nicole said that the lie was not the reason that they kept me, but it was me fighting for my life in the bathroom at
Correct.
The last second.
Correct.
So I don't really know what's true. So I don't know if the lie really saved my life in the game, but.
I think the lie saved your life, because I think without it, and this is just from us that watched the whole entire thing unfold. Now, granted, we had the blackout and we didn't get to watch the whole explosion and everything, which is when Twitter lost their mind. But yes, I think had that lie not been in place, things probably, you probably would have been evicted that week without it. But then you were able to save it by the bathroom conversation.
Yeah.
I do agree with that.
I really wish that more of that had been aired, because in the bathroom conversation, it just, again, it shows Jackson talking.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, what the heck? I mean, Nicole afterwards said to me straight up, she said, the reason we didn't evict you is because when we told you we were going to, you just flat out wouldn't settle for it. And she's like, if you had just turned around and said, like, man, okay, bummer. She's like, things would have been different. And Tommy kind of did do that. He kind of cut his tail a bit and went and sat in the nom chair. And I'm sitting there like, no, like looking them in the eye saying, this is not right. This is not okay. Like, it doesn't matter what I have to do. I will do it. And just, I don't know, dug my heels in. And she says that that's why they kept me. But I think it was definitely a combination. The lie.
It was. I think it was both. I mean, would we have gotten to the bathroom without the lie? You might have just been blindsided. And
I do admire that ultimately.
I loved both aspects. Again, and I said this during the season, if it wasn't Jackson that did the eavesdropping and the lie, we would have people loved it when Dan Giesling did it. I can't stand Dan Giesling, but people loved it. Like, people love those things. They just didn't love it because it wasn't the person that we were rooting for at the time was doing it.
Right. Yep.
Hannah wants to know, since Kat is your friend, what are your thoughts on the Nick and Kat jury mance?
I can't with them. Oh, gosh. That was so funny, because you have to remember, Jackson and I and Nicole were locked in the house the whole time. So the first time we heard about it was when Julie brought it up on stage. And I was like, what? And I'm sitting there going, oh, my gosh, did you just hear that? And, of course, Jackson was still just so thrown off by all of the other allegations and comments. And so his mind was not even on that at all. And I'm sitting there like, wait, what? Kat and Nick. Kat hated Nick. I'm so confused. I don't know. Whatever. They are hilarious humans. They're both so ridiculous and so funny. And so I get it. Like, I totally see that happening. I wish it had happened differently.
Right.
You know, because they're, you know, Bella still existed.
Right.
But, you know, whatever.
Well, here's what I want to do, because I'm going to take this question, and I think this is kind of a good place to stick this in. James Q says, what do you think about the controversies this season, like the HOH room bullying of Nicole, which, again, Nicole said was not bullying. I don't think it was bullying. Other people were asking it, too, in the chat. Would you have done anything differently, or do you wish you did anything differently in that moment? So just... what do you want to say about the things that are considered, you know, the controversies of this season?
Well, the thing with the HOH instance, like, we were all, everyone that was in that room was in an alliance. And we were trying to hash stuff out. And so do we need to let somebody else from that's not in our alliance in? Mm-hmm. I mean, not necessarily, but also could we have handled it better? 1,000%. Mm-hmm. It should have been handled better. And it was more abrasive than it needed to. And in that moment, I did feel like Nicole and I have had this conversation. Being mm-hmm. a bystander is just about as bad as being a bully. Mm-hmm. And I was a bystander in that moment because my whole thing was to kind of float to the bottom of my alliance and not be noticed and not make waves. And so the last thing that I could do for my game was to stand up and say, this is not right. I mean, right. Yes, I had a conversation with Nicole on my own. We talked for like an hour and she cried to me and cried about mm-hmm. how Nick and Bella were treating her. And we talked about bullying. And so I could do that. But at the same time, in that moment in the HOH room, am I really going to stand up and say, hey, guys, this is not OK. It's Big Brother. And it sucks that you can't be an upstander, but it's the game. So, you know, that whole thing was just, it could have been resolved a lot smoother. And right. that was just error in communication. In terms of like the racial accusations, mm-hmm. Those bum me out a lot. I am glad that Jackson is given a platform to speak and clarify things because they were such miscommunications. That threw me for a loop a lot mm-hmm. when that was thrown. Because if he, I do not tolerate racism at all. And if I thought that Jackson had even a bone of racism in him,
right?
Do you think I would be in love with the guy?
Mm-hmm.
No. He is one of the most respectful humans I know, to be honest. I mean, he is abrasive and aggressive and loud. Mm-hmm. And he says things in the heat of the moment that he definitely shouldn't. But he overall has been so respectful and motivating to me. Like, he is so empowering on and off the show, even off the show. Like, oh my gosh, he is the most supportive boyfriend I've ever had in my life. And I'm so proud of the man he is. And so that has been really hard. But at the same time, I understand where it's all coming from. I see the miscommunication. I see the moments that looked bad and it breaks my heart for him, but it also breaks my heart for the people who felt that it was directed towards them.
Right.
I am really good friends with Kemi. I'm really good friends with David. I don't want them to ever hurt. I don't think that they deserve to feel like they are treated differently because of how they look, because I've been treated differently in different ways because of appearance and because, you know, I've been physically assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anyone should ever, yeah, it's just not, it should never be tolerated. And I wish it hadn't, you know.
I'll say this. I don't think that Kemi will care that I say this, but like, you know, I was talking to Kemi yesterday and basically she said that she loved you and that, you know, it's going to be a great show. And like we were talking about it and she was saying how much she loved you. So I know that everything between you and Kemi is great. You know, I want to talk to you for one second because I want you to say what you want to say about it. Obviously, yeah. We watched on the show the fight that you and Jackson had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was like the edited show version, and a lot of us kind of lived through that whole experience with you the entire time that it happened. A lot of us really felt like, I feel bad saying feel bad for you, but we felt like we just wanted to go into your body and be like, this is not how you talk to people. This is not how you should communicate. This is dysfunctional and we need to work on it. Now, granted, it is a game and I get that it's like in-game stresses, but what do you want to say about, you know, that whole entire thing, the way it transpired?
I mean, we are human and humans get mad and mm-hmm. humans get temperamental and humans get stressed out and humans fight. Humans fight when they're in relationships, especially. Right. And the thing is, Jackson and I went straight from not knowing each other to living together,
mm-hmm.
on top of each other 24/7 with no distractions, nothing. We can't stare at our phones. We can't stare at a TV. We stare at each other. And even though we are like on top of each other, we're not able to freely communicate. And right. the biggest, most important aspect of any relationship is communication. And we simply couldn't. And there's so many things that have happened in my past
right.
that are hard for me to talk about anyway, especially when there's cameras and microphones all over. There are so many things that Jackson has been through. He has not had an easy life by any means.
Right.
But does he want to broadcast that? Certainly not. Especially when our past sometimes has to do with other people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want, you know, to put them on blast. And so when it's relationship oriented, we just couldn't talk about things. And so I got frustrated. He put up walls. He shut me out. And in a normal scenario, I have a strong backbone, mm-hmm. and I don't tolerate bullshit.
Right.
And in relationships, I stand up for myself. Mm-hmm. And out of the house, we haven't really fought. We haven't really bickered. But when we've, like the one time that we kind of had a missed communication little hiccup, I was like, nope, this is not okay. Like, we need to talk about this. We sat down, we talked about things. It was like, oh, okay, I get you. I feel you. Yep, totally. Good to go. Move on.
Right.
And in the house, we couldn't do that. And I also didn't want to, I didn't know how he reacted, because I've been in relationships where when I do stand up for myself,
mm-hmm.
the reaction is bad. And I've gotten in some bad situations because of that. And his character is just so much different than other people I've dated. But I didn't know how he would react to situations. You know what I mean? And I'm being filmed and I don't want to make a situation worse. And I was just drained of energy and sad. And so I just kind of went that route of just being frustrated and sad.
Yeah.
There's no way to navigate it. I don't know. There's no rule book for dating on TV.
Correct. I mean, we felt bad for, it felt very textbook in a lot of scenarios, or for someone like myself with a psychology background. I just wanted to be like, oh my God, it's too codependent, or it's too, no, like, how, no. But
yeah.
I always also try and take a step back and go, it is a game. And because I think if we would have saw that in the real world, we would have been like, Holly, what are you doing? You're letting him talk to you like that. You're letting him do it.
Right.
But then you have to be like, yeah, for $500,000.
Yeah.
Like
in the real world.
Right.
No.
Okay.
But also now that I understand him, because the second we got out of the house, it was like, okay, let's talk about our lives. Our
right, past, right, right, right.
Get to know each other deep down and figure out all the stuff that we couldn't share with each other. And so we've gotten a lot closer outside of the house. And when we watched that fight back together, because mm-hmm. every single episode we've watched together, well, we've literally been together 24/7 mm-hmm. Since being out of the house also, but we watched that together and we were really bracing ourselves. And then we watched it. And honestly, I know this might sound funny to people, but we were like, oh, okay, that wasn't that bad, because we knew our mm-hmm. flaws and our errors. And
right.
we knew the things that we both did that were not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about it and we've been so open and vulnerable with each other. And he has apologized and he has said, he's so open with me and honest with me and respectful of me that, and he's voiced it on multiple occasions. He's like, I'm sorry, Holly, I'm working on
right.
things. And that being one of them.
And I think that's what's most important. Like, I don't want to beat it to death. I think I think like how you said the show excluded a lot of the game moves that you made. That edit of that argument might have been more favorable yeah. towards Jackson than what we all watched happen. So, but it doesn't matter. Like, you don't need to go back and really, I mean,
yeah.
you could if you want. Here's the thing. I think you clearly have a grasp on it. We heard from Jackson in yesterday's show. He has a grasp on it. It's your relationship. And I don't think any of that really is any of our business once it's in the
yeah.
real world. But Jackson, better be nice to Holly. You don't want the gays coming after you.
The one thing I will say too that didn't really, that probably wasn't shown, was throughout the entirety of our relationship, I was so back and forth on whether I wanted to be in a showmance. I mean, mm-hmm. we originally talked about maybe having a faux-mance that would be part of our strategy, because we were really good mm-hmm. friends right away. And so we're like, maybe we can pretend to date and then we can stage a breakup and then we can work it into our strategy. And, but then it became real and we like actually did like start to fall in love, but I was so hesitant so many times because even though I worked it into my strategy, I still didn't like that I felt like I was being seen as the girl in the showmance.
Right.
And I voiced that to him so many times. And because of our age difference, it was mm-hmm. like, are we really going to date in the real world? And if we're not, then why am I wasting my time here? And why am I letting my emotions get involved? And so I had voiced so many concerns to him throughout the entirety of the game. And that was wearing on him. And that was my fault for not recognizing that you can only, you know, he was starting to think that I regretted.
Yeah, no, we saw. Yeah, I mean, definitely.
And so, yeah, it was a lot more leading up to it. So.
Right.
Anyway, but we're good. We, like, literally never fight. I mean, granted, it's only been, like, however long, 2.5
yes.
weeks.
Yes. And look, like I said, I saw them before. Everything, they're very they're the annoying lovey couple. I love you. Are you going to leave? Are you going to leave? Yeah, you know.
It's we like cute. See each other in the grocery store. We'll be like in different aisles, and like we see each other, like run and like jump up and hug, and I'm like, I missed you. And I'm like, this, we're so annoying.
I totally miss that, Holly. As someone who's been with my husband now for 20 years, when we see each other in different ends of the supermarket, I run away. I'm like, there's a hot guy in aisle 4. If you go that way, I'll turn, come around the aisle. Like, that's what you have to look forward to in, like, 20 years.
Yay!
I want to do some really quick questions with you because we are so running out of time. And these are just really quick ones.
Sorry.
Great. Chastity 1808 wants to know, do you think the universe was trying to tell you something since your dog's name is also Jackson?
Right? I think in the words of Christy Lynn, I manifested that.
Mm-hmm. You manifested.
It is weird. On day one when he introduced himself, I was like, oh, my dog's name is Jackson.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's why it happened. I'm so used to like cuddling with my dog, Jackson. And maybe like he was my emotional support human in the house. I was just so used to, I don't know.
Emotional support human. Cheryl wants to know, this is very important, aside from yourself, who was the best and worst cook in the house?
Well,
this is easy.
Best, there were a lot of good cooks. Mm-hmm. Jackson is actually a good cook. Tommy was a really good cook, and he was really fun to cook with. Tommy and I cooked together a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously Obi's cookies.
Okay.
Worst cook?
Yeah.
Nobody was really bad, because if they were bad, they just stayed away.
Okay.
I will say, like, in the kitchen,
uh-huh.
Jess would make a lot of food and then not clean up after it herself.
Yes.
Sometimes.
We saw that.
And Kemi refused to do dishes because she doesn't mm-hmm. like getting her hands wet.
Mm-hmm.
So those were like the only two, like nobody was, that's like the only like negative things I can like try to like scrounge up for people.
Would you like some help?
What?
Would you like some help? Cause yeah. I'm going to debate you on this one, Holly.
Like,
Jackson.
Who was a bad cook?
Jackson kept serving raw food to these people. He was trying to kill them.
Wait, raw food?
I mean, I think Jackson thought he was cooking it. You don't remember how Jackson would, like, make a meal and then people would have bathroom issues?
What?
Maybe you just didn't eat it. Oh, yeah, Holly. Oh, yeah.
Wait, was it because of his cooking? Wait, I don't know about this.
He just doesn't
people
know
had
what...
bathroom issues from the beginning. And I think that was, like, stress-induced, like... No.
Okay, what? Holly, here's all I'm going to tell you.
I don't know. I didn't know that this was a thing.
This is a thing. So here's all you need to know, okay? Just maybe if Jackson tells you, Holly, I'm going to make a romantic dinner, maybe you bring a meat thermometer in your purse.
Oh,
and
my
be
gosh.
Like, okay, oops, well, how did that fall on the plate?
He has an iron stomach. I know he would, like, make ahi tuna and then eat the leftovers of it like 2 days later.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, we saw that.
That was weird to me. But then I think he might have, I don't know.
Okay. I want to ask you this. I'm gonna take it from Lori too, and then we're gonna wrap it up. Would you ever do Survivor?
Yes, I would. I mean, I grew up so off the grid in the mountains. Well, and I've actually done like a wilderness survival course in Alaska,
right?
Where I was off the grid. I was sea packing and backpacking. I got hypothermic twice. I was living off of dehydrated food, in grizzly country, just totally remote, like no nothing. I mean, like a map and a compass. So I think I would do fine on Survivor. I think that would be a thrill.
Okay. What about, oh God. Yeah. Now don't get mad at me, Holly. What about the challenge?
So, fun fact about the challenge.
Right?
And let me just say, I actually have nothing at all against that show. Mm-hmm. That was like a wine-induced dramatic.
No, we know.
Oh my gosh. Because Cliff kept like egging it on and being like, well, everybody hooks up with everybody. And I was like, well, what the heck? Anyway, I have nothing against the challenge. But since leaving the house, I have so nicely been informed that the challenge has an age cap on it.
Oh yeah, that's MTV.
Apparently you have to be under 30.
Oh God, I used to work for MTV when I was like 19 to like 21. And the whole time they always told us when we were there, just so you understand, MTV gets rid of people when they get to like 28. And that's like working for them. Like, you're too old to work here when you're 28.
What?
And I was just like, okay. But yeah, those shows are very
So apparently I'm
weird.
Too old for that because I am 31, which I will happily say. I have so many people like interrogating me on my social media for how old I am. And I'm like, I've never tried to hide it. I'm 31. I love being 31. I am into aging gracefully. I went to Bali for my 30th birthday. Like, I'm fine. Like, my forehead wrinkles and I have crow's feet and it's okay.
Yes.
But I've realized like I'm getting slammed for how old I am. And I'm like, okay, America, clearly we're a little ageist, but whatever.
I think people are gonna pick apart whatever they can pick apart because that's sometimes what people like to do, to which I say, Holly, I am jealous because God forbid anything ever happens to my man, I'm going 10 years younger too. Like, it's not even a question. Like, it's not even, like, don't even apply unless you're 10 years younger. Like, I need someone to take care of me.
I can help Bethan for you. Actually, let's not even think about that. No,
no, your husband's wonderful. Let's not think about that. We're not horrible people, Holly. You know who are good people, Holly? All the people that came out here today. All of your fans in the chat room, I want to give you full screen to say what you want to say. But first, let me remind everybody really quick, if you've missed any of our past interviews with any of the house guests from this season of Big Brother 21, of course, they're all over on our website, yourrealityrecaps.com/BB21. You can also find the flashback times for your favorite moments over there. Or if you're trying to find something specific, go back and relive the trash draft, see how people placed, or maybe you forgot to check where you placed, and if you won, check it out. Our daily live feed update shows. Of course, there's content for Big Brother, not just from this season, but literally the last 10 years of Big Brother. All of our house guest interviews, shows, recaps, comedic mashups, everything is over there on our website. So make sure you check it out, as well as our Amazing Race, Big Brother Survivor, Big Brother Canada, all of it. All of it is on our website. You guys know the deal. You're watching live here and you now. Make sure you become a fan so you're alerted every time we go live here. We are here live every single day. Of course, make sure you follow us on TV Co as well. We are live over there every single day, and our Survivor shows there again. If you're not watching our Survivor recap shows on the website or watching them live on TV Co, you are missing out. They are hysterical. Of course, become a patron. I already told you all the benefits in the beginning, but we would really appreciate your financial support in becoming a patron. patron or doing a one-time donation via PayPal, or if you have any Amazon shopping to do using our Amazon link. Those are all great ways to financially help support our shows. And of course, lastly, thumbsing up and subscribing on YouTube, clicking the bell, leaving a comment below, 5-star rating and a nice review in iTunes, which is now Apple Podcasts, really wherever you find podcasts, leaving us a nice review. Of course, you can see all the different types of podcasts that we have in which forms at yourrealityrecaps.com/podcasts, if that is helpful to you. But just sharing our show, we really appreciate it when you guys like, retweet, share on Instagram, follow us on Instagram. It's so helpful. So thank you very much. That being said, Holly, what are you thankful for all of these fans that came out to hear from you tonight?
First of all, thank you. It's such a weird thing to realize that people care what I say. This whole experience has been a whirlwind. It has been so insanely rewarding. I have, like I said, in kind of like in my, you know, closing final two speech, I've lived a life of being underestimated, and by others, yes, but also by myself. I have, you know, struggled with self-worth. I've struggled with finding my own confidence and fighting for what I think I deserve. And that's part of now being in my 30s. I've definitely grown a lot and come into myself a lot. And going on this show was so insanely empowering. I figured I would be fine in most of the challenges, but I thought that the physical ones would be my downfall. And I realized that I have more strength than I thought, and I harnessed that and just really gunned for it. And it was so cool to show my own strength. And I hope that by doing that, by me finding my strength, I hope it inspired other people to do the same. I was, you know, always like a weak little girl. I got picked on a lot. I was very scrawny. I was freckle-faced, knobby-kneed. I had braces, and I never felt good about myself, and I never felt strong. And the one thing that I was hoping that I would be able to portray on this show is you can be whoever the heck you want to be. If you want to be strong, if you want to be a scholar, if you want to be whatever, if you want to be in love, if you want to be romantic, if you want to be mushy, if you want to be a hard ass, a badass, whatever. Whatever you want to be, whoever you want to be, you're the one in control of it. So I just hope that I was able to kind of show a little bit of that. And
you did.
I love that you guys are there and in support. And gosh, it is humbling. It is truly humbling, I gotta say.
Well, I always like to wrap it up by asking our town's question. And I mean, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but he wants to know, is there anything that you learned about yourself coming out of this experience that you didn't know about yourself before you started this whole Big Brother journey?
There was a lot. I mean, this whole journey is definitely leads to self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And I learned that I get so in my head a lot of times, which I already knew, but I learned that if I'm in my own head, I just need to, I don't know, find a way to decompress and let things go, because it does lead to frustration, and that frustration can be ugly. It is a very humbling experience to see yourself. Like, I know when I have bad days and I feel like an ugly person, but to see it, like when you're at your worst and you're so frustrated, it's really humbling to see that.
Yeah.
Like, actually watch yourself at your worst. And so I try to live my life gracefully. I try to carry myself with pride and humility, but I just want to just, I don't know. And I try to always be kind, but you can never be too kind. You can literally never be too kind.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think I'd I just am going to try to spread more kindness.
Good.
So that others don't get as frustrated with themselves that they then, you know, become, nobody wants to be the ugliest version of themselves, you know.
I think that you have a great platform. You do have tons of fans. I think there are a lot of things that you can speak on. I mean, we do a lot with mental health and raising money for mental health and mental health awareness here. And this is really the first season of Big Brother where we at least saw someone like Mitch. Oh my God, I keep wanting to say Mitch. Nick mention it. And, you know, you and Nicole verbalizing having social anxiety and anxiety, those are things that I think we haven't seen really talked about a ton to make it to the show even. So I think a lot of us love you guys for that. We hope that you will speak out more on that. And when you are speaking out more on it, on your social medias, where do you want people to follow you?
Well, first of all, I will be speaking out more on that. Before I even went on the show, I was talking to a friend of mine here about possibly starting our own suicide prevention foundation, because that is also something that has affected me. And I wanted to talk about it on the show, but I was I wasn't sure. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, a heavy topic, but something very near and dear to my heart. So, and mental health, because I dealt with it with friends and family and have lost people to suicide. And so stay tuned, because I will definitely be harnessing this platform. But in the meantime, you can find me at Miss Holly Allen. It's still M-I-S-S, mm-hmm. Holly Allen, because, you know, I'm still a miss. I'm not a missus. I'm still a miss, even though I'm such an old, old, haggard 31-year-old. Miss Holly Allen. Like Miss Wyoming.
And on both, it is right above you, but of course I will put the links below to all of Holly's social medias back for those of you that will be watching this back, the edited version, the links will be below. Is there any other social medias that you want people to follow you on, or anything else that you want to promote?
Well, I do have a Twitter that I used. I don't even know when the last time I used it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same handle as Instagram, but I do kind of stay away from Twitter because it's such a deep, dark place. Maybe once the storm calms, I'll start tweeting. But otherwise, I'm pretty much just on Instagram. I might start a YouTube soon also, because that was another thing I wanted to do. But it's a work in progress. I have a camera.
Well, I hope you have a lot of time, and if you didn't like what people are saying to you about Big Brother, wait until you read your YouTube comments. Hi, YouTube!
I know. I know there's going to be negativity in the world, but the only thing you can do is combat it with positivity, so...
Perfect. Well, I thank you so much, Holly, for taking the time to come out to answer your friends' questions. Patrons, we are going to head over to the patron group to see you guys to wrap up the patron after show, and we will see you guys all again. Holly, we hope that you will come back and talk more with us about more reality TV just in the future.
Heck yeah, I love it. Thank you guys so much. You're the best.
Bye, everybody. Bye, guys.